This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on Wednesday morning. And it's at this time each week we bring you issues of the environment. We've gone through a couple of days of thunder showers, funnel cloud sightings, rope tornadoes, high winds, even hail in some areas. Now, it's not all that unusual for this time of year. However, scientific evidence shows with certainty we will continue to see more erratic weather and severe weather events. And it can be attributed to a changing climate. The arguments on that front, at least from a scientific basis, are all but over. My guest this morning serves as group leader for a newly formed organization that aims to effectively advocate for a market-based approach to hasten the transition to clean energy. Ginny Rogers heads up the Ann Arbor chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby. And Ginny, good morning and thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
While the Citizens Climate Lobby just formed last month in Ann Arbor, it is by no means a new organization. Where and when did this movement begin?
This organization started in 2007 by a fellow named Marshall Saunders. And at that time, he realized that while essential, it's not enough for individuals to take action, that we must have a government action to address climate change. And he modeled the organization after a group called Results, which had successfully been lobbying Congress on the issue of ending poverty and hunger.
It is meant to be literally a political action committee comprised entirely of private citizens.
Yes, it is a grassroots lobbying organization. We are, you know, the mission of Citizens Climate Lobby is to create the political will for a livable world.
And how exactly can you go about that given the political climate?
We are trying to build support for a revenue-neutral carbon tax. And the way that would work is fossil fuels would be taxed at the source, the well, mine, port of entry, and the tax would be based on the amount of CO2 emitted by the fossil fuels. So in the proposal, $15 per ton of CO2 in the first year would be the fee, and it would be steadily increasing by $10 per ton each subsequent year. And the important part of that is that it's revenue neutral, so 100% of the revenue generated from the tax would be returned equitably to all U.S. households. So that's 66% of households should receive more in the dividend than they would spend in increased energy costs.
And it creates an incentive for utilities and energy companies to kind of change philosophy and direction.
Yes, and for companies and individuals to become more energy efficient. So if a business is thinking about doing an efficiency enhancement, and they can see that coming down the road, fossil fuels are going to become more and more expensive, that gives them more incentive to make their organization efficient earlier.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Ginny Rogers this morning, and Ginny is group chair of the newly formed Ann Arbor chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby. We were just discussing the CCL's push for a revenue-neutral carbon tax, and it speaks to the economy of climate change. Right now, a lot of our manufacturers and major industrial companies, they feel overregulated and paying a heavy price for obliging those regulations. Now, Ginny, would we be better served if we find ways to enhance the partnership between government and business and set aside some of the adversarial attitudes that exist today?
Yes, I think we would. And we believe that working with businesses and encouraging them to sign on to this proposal is beneficial.
Where can our industrial sector expect to make economic gains with further buy-in to what you're selling?
Well, as they become more and more efficient, they will have more likely to have their products be profitable and consumers buy those products.
Again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment, and our conversation with Ginny Rogers continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. Ginny is group chair of the newly formed Ann Arbor chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby. How is this local group going to impact change? Are you looking to do so on the local and state level, or are you looking to support the national endeavor by the collective group?
We are working as part of the national organization, so our main focus is on national legislation, and we work by building relationships with our members of Congress. We meet with them, we inform them on the issues of climate change and why a revenue-neutral carbon tax would really help benefit the climate.
in going before Congress on this national level, has the Citizens Climate Lobby found that the polarization that we perceive to exist in Washington actually exists when it comes to this issue of climate change?
Yes, I think it does exist, but we feel hopeful that the more we work with them and the more we talk to them and educate them, the more likely we can build support. And there are plenty of reasons for conservatives to support this. It is a market-based solution rather than a regulatory solution. And if it's a revenue-neutral carbon tax, then there's no new bureaucracy or expanded government. There's a lot of economists and economic advisors who support a carbon tax. For example, former Secretary of State George Shultz supports a carbon tax, and he is actually now an advisory board member of Citizens Climate Lobby.
There are some who have some rather dire predictions as to what is going to happen if climate change isn't addressed and addressed rather quickly. Is the end game, if we don't move more quickly to cleaner energies, as dire as some are predicting in your estimation?
I feel that it is, and I feel that's why it's really important for citizens to become advocates and work on this issue. And I feel that this is a really inspiring organization. We're about building relationships. We're not going to just meet once with our Congress member and go away. We're going to keep working with them and keep them informed. And I feel that it's much more hopeful to be working on this issue and addressing it than to be sitting at home worrying about nothing's happening and we're not getting anything done.
And just to mention some of the dire consequences that I've read about from some rather notable scientists, one in Britain in particular, says in the next century that many of the world's coastlines are going to disappear under rising sea levels. There will be tremendous displacement of people and portions of our world economy, and the impact on human health and sustainable food systems could be catastrophic. And this particular scientist is saying that we've already passed the tipping point. Do you believe, through these efforts, that we can reverse the trend and perhaps halt what is being predicted by some as an inevitable future?
I believe it is possible. The most recent IPCC report that came out, that the Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change, said that we can take action. If we start acting now, we can prevent, getting out of control climate.
Well, how can people learn more about the CCL or get involved in the local Ann Arbor chapter?
Well, if you would like to find out about the Ann Arbor chapter, you can send email to annarbor@citizensclimatelobby.org. And I also recommend people listen to the introductory teleconference call, which is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's tonight at 8 p.m. and every Wednesday. And to listen to that conference call, which is led by a staff person at CCL, they explain the organization and then have time for questions. They can call in to this phone number, 866-642-1665. Enter the passcode 440699 and find out all about the group. There's also a website, citizensclimatelobby.org, which has lots of information.
And that was a lot to try and remember as you're driving down the road, so we'll certainly post that on our website for you as well, and you can resource it there. Jenny, thank you so much for your time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
That is Jenny Rogers, who heads up the Ann Arbor chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard every Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.